some other countries are, between famine, the true and only word of God.
Right.
Thank God right here in Anderson, South Carolina, these people are hungry.
Right.
God. We want more of the word. Amen.
Right. Praise God. Brother
Sandwich was preaching this morning, and it's referred to the old stores, you know, the old country stores. If you go down to Fairway, you'll find Durham's store there. Lake Durham, he's about 87, 88 years old. He's been in business there and still in business, as far as I know, since 1945. Last year I took Jacob down there. Keeps referring, but Papa, let's go back to the fireplace, the store. And he really enjoyed it. Walk in there just like it was when I was going there. Forest Creek, all the canyon aisles, and go over to the old machine, pull out a RC Cola. Back then, RC Cola and a moon pie.
Right.
That's what I bought on that day, was a RC Cola and a moon pie. You got a display of pocket knives right behind the cash register there. Nothing like buying a pocket knife. Amen. For a little boy to carry his pocket. Something always big for a little boy. Even grown men too.
Amen.
Oh yes, so we can remember the good times. Things we want to always remember is the things in God and how God has blessed us and revived us where we are today in the present health that God has given us right in the midst of all the trouble. It seems like when all else fails, God will never fail.
Amen.
Jesus is a friend. Amen. It will stay closer than a brother.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be with us. He'll still through. Amen. So we're looking forward to what God has for us tonight. We appreciate Brother Sable so much coming. And so at this time, we're going to go and turn the service over to Jesus. Yes, amen. Good morning.
Thank you so much, Brother Capps. So good. Be in the house of the Lord. I enjoyed the message of God, what God has done,
right.
What God's going to do. I get excited when I think about serving God. Because when you serve God, you got everything you should ever want. You got everything you will ever need.
Yeah, right.
As long as you serve the Lord. As I stated this morning, David was talking about it. It never seemed the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. And aren't you glad today to know that we've got that comfort that somebody is taking care of us,
yes,
regardless of what that we have to go through.
That's right.
Such a great joy and a comfort to know that God is our Savior. So good to be with you, and let me say thank you so much for the coalition. Sister Capps, for allowing us to grace this pulpit,
amen,
one more time this side of eternity. I don't know about you, but when you take church out of worship,
right,
you just took worship plumb out of
right.
The world.
Amen.
Amen. I love to go to the house of God and enjoy it. The blessings
right.
Of yeah. The Lord.
Right.
Many people today are getting away from going to the house of
right.
God. They got so wrapped up in the world and in the carnality of the world that when they have a need, they just panic and they say, I don't know what to do. I know when you got a need, you can always go to the Father.
Right.
And the Father will be there. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with me to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, and let's read verse 14 and verse 15 this evening. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, we're reading verse 14 and 15. You'll find this in the King James Version. These words are recorded. He said, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft times into the water. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the word of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, dear God, for this people that has gathered together for no other reason but to worship. Magnify and glorify you, Heavenly Father. I ask today that anointing as it did. Aaron's beard. Lord, then our souls will be excited. Our spirit will be renewed and our heart will rejoice inside of us. And when the last amen's been said, we can all say, it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord. Hide me behind the cross. Bless you people. Set us in a heavenly atmosphere, and all you do, we'll thank you and praise you. And the church said, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
If I should have a thought tonight for just a few minutes, it would simply be, I just need a little help. I just need a little help. When we look into this 17th chapter here this evening, we find that Jesus had just came off of the mountain. Him and the disciples had been up there, and there they had saw a vision. They were coming off of the mountain, and as the word had spread that Jesus and the disciples was coming off of the mountain, I can see that congregation that when they had got down there and they had gathered around, and when they had gathered around to see the Lord. You see, a lot of times people go to see the Lord. Some go for needs being met. Some go in to learn. Some are going just for curiosity. But my friend, as the congregation had gathered around there that day, I noticed one thing, that there was in the scripture, the Bible said that there was a man. And this man was in that crowd. And I can imagine as they stood around waiting for him, Jesus to come off of the mount, the conversations begin to strike up. Can't you just imagine one of them said, what are you here for? And the other one said, well, I'm here. I need healing for my body. I have been struck down with a disease and I can't find no cure and I need healing. I can hear another one say, well, I just come by because I love his teachings. I love to stand and listen to him as he expounds from the word and from the scrolls how exciting that it is and how uplifting that it is. I can see him turn to this man and say, what are you here for? And he said, I just need a little help. That's all I'm here for. I just need a little help. Aren't you glad, great Lord, you can go to Jesus and get a little help, no matter who you are, no matter what you need. Great Lord, you see, the Bible said that he knelt down when he seen the Master come, which showed me reverence, and it pointed out to me that there was humility. Now you'll find that the ancients, they concentrated the ear to the memory, the forehead to be the genius, and the right hand of faith, but the knee they committed unto mercy. Notice what he did. He knelt down. In other words, I need mercy. I need mercy this day. I just need a little help. He came unto Jesus because he was troubled. Oh, hallelujah. His son was a lunatic, the Bible said, or as we would say today, he was unbalanced. He couldn't, he just
Hallelujah, Lord.
I can see the Lord when he began to talk to him. And he said he's unbalanced. He's thrown in the fire. And sometimes he'll throw him over there in the water. You see, if he can get you in the water and despair,
right,
he's got you right where he wants you.
Right, brother. Come on.
If he can get you to panic, then the devil has got you on the ropes. If he can get you afraid, then the devil has got you on the run. But you see, God said, let me tell you something here. A church, he said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but I gave you the power of love, the power of a sound mind. And God, I did not give you the spirit of fear. And I'm glad, thank God, that when that despair comes upon us and we feel despondent and panic starts setting in, we can look the old devil straight in the eye and say, devil, let me tell you something. There's not a person ever been born that hadn't been despondent at one time or another. Now, brother sailors, oh yeah. You see, Elijah had done created one of the greatest miracles ever recorded in the Word of the Lord. He went to the top of Mount Carmel, and there he prayed 63 little words. The fire fell from heaven. When the fire fell from heaven, oh hallelujah, I can preach for a while right here. You see, when God blesses you, you better buckle up, because the devil will hit you with everything he's got. But honey, God put his approval upon it. God blessed you. Don't be afraid. Don't turn and run. But stand your ground. Pray, God be proud. He went, sat down, poor old pitiful Elijah. You say, brother sailors, oh yeah, he was just like every other preacher, every other human. He sat down.
Yeah.
When he sat down, it was an earthquake, but the Lord wasn't in it.
Right, right.
There was a whirlwind, but the Lord wasn't in it.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Things had got rough, but the Lord wasn't in it.
Right. Come on.
But when he got him by himself, he got him excluded off where he could calm him down and talk to him. He said, now, listen to me. The Bible said a still, small voice very tenderly began to speak to him. When he began to speak to him, he said, son, what are you doing here? He said, I'm the only prophet left. Jezebel's out to kill me. Let me tell you, let me just iterate something right here. The devil's out to get rid of every one of us. But I'm here to declare unto you, greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. He said, I need a little help. be done.
Yes.
I need a little help, Lord. I just need a little help.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes,
the Bible said in Romans or 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 8 and 9. Notice what Paul said. He said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
Right, but come on.
If that don't fit 2011 like a glove, nothing will.
Right, but come on.
Troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair.
Right.
You see, he went to him because he was troubled. Now he had put his trust in him. Have you ever put your trust in somebody and they let you down?
Bless the Lord, Paul.
Have you ever put all of your trust in somebody and they fail you? He said, I'm putting all my trust in you. You see, the Bible said in Hebrews 2 and 13, and again, I will put my trust in him. Behold, I and the children which God gave me.
Right.
Oh, me and this little fella is going to put our trust in you. I can see that little fella sitting there dirt beside him. I can see Daddy with his arm wrapped around him. He was saying, I'm going to put my trust in you, Lord. I just need a little help. How many times have you ever needed a little help? Just need a little help, Lord. And then a many a time old Brother Doug's went down on them old bended knees, lifting my eyes towards heaven and said, Lord, it's just old Doug down here. I just need a little help. Need a little help. Everybody needs a little help. Everybody needs somebody. And he got disappointed.
That's right.
Notice what he said. When he got to them disciples, and he told the Lord, he said, I brought him to my disciples, and they could not cure him. You talk about an old-fashioned hide-skinning. Oh, you talk about the boss man getting on the employees. With that loving spirit that he had. The Bible don't bear it out, but can't you just see Jesus? When that little fella looked at him and he said, I brought him to you. Boys standing behind you, they couldn't have him. The Bible don't bear it out, but can't you just see Jesus say, you brought that child to these 12 and they couldn't help him. Yes, sir. That's what I did.
Come on.
And I don't know where else to go. I put my trust. kind of drop his head a little bit. Uh-oh. He could have talked all day and not have said that.
Right.
Can't you just see old Matthew get over behind Philip and say, oh, boy, I wish he hadn't have told on us about that time the Lord straightened his shoulders up.
Right.
Notice what he told him in a nice, in a loving, in a kind way. He said, oh, faithless, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long have I got to walk with you 12? How long have I got to pray with you 12? How long have I got to teach you 12? How long have I got to stay with you? He went on down earnest a little bit. He said, how long shall I suffer you? Amen. How long shall I put up with you? Great God, I told you this coming forth. I'm in a hurry, Lord. I just need a little help.
Bless you, Lord.
You better reach down here and help old Brother Doug. I'm in a hurry, Lord. Don't waste time. Get her done. But I can hear the Lord say, my ways is not your ways. Your thoughts ain't my thoughts. Oh, hallelujah. He looked at that 12 and said, how long? How long? You see, they had seen him open blinded eyes. They were standing with him when he reached down there. Amen. Old blind Bartimaeus raised him up and his eyes opened up. They were there at the pool of Siloam when he told the old boy, pick up thy bed and walk. They were there, great Lord, when he stopped that sailors. It's different now. God said, no, don't you believe that stuff? He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. What I did back then, I'll do now. What I do now, I'll do in days to come. He just said, all you gotta do is trust me. Believe me. Trust me. And let me do what needs to be done. He told up that, he said, hand me that little feather. Read the scripture. Bring it hither. Ooh. The last thing that devil wanted to do was go to Jesus.
Right.
When he went there and the Lord prayed for him, he hit the ground like a dead man called flop. Can't you see some of them this sanctimonious church people sitting there? Oh, he's killed him. He's killed him. He's killed him. Look at him. He laid his hands on him and he hit the ground. He ain't even moving. Ain't even eye twitching. That old devil done sold up. Devil come ye out of him. Great Lord, have mercy. When he ran, that old devil come out of him, he laid there in total peace. He laid there, great Lord, just as happy as he could be. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible said in Mark 9:25, Jesus said, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him.
Right,
yeah,
amen, brother.
Praise God.
I just need a little help.
Amen.
I just need a little help.
Right.
That's all I need. Hallelujah. When he came out of him, left him, as I've said, is dead. Everybody's eyes was focused upon this little fella laying there on the ground. I can see the 12 looking over. Everybody was gathering around. You talk about being the center of attention.
What?
Dad was crying, tears was running. That little fella laying flat on the ground. And the Lord done said, devil, come out of him.
Right.
Hallelujah. He reached down and got that little fella by the hand. When he reached and got him, honey, he lifted him up.
Right.
He might have went down one kind of a child, but he come up another child. When he raised him up, he handed him to his daddy. And can't you just see him say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can see that little fella look over and say, Daddy, I ain't never felt like this before. You say, I've got goosebumps running up and down me, Daddy. I got a little wheel turning inside of a big wheel, Daddy. But he trusted in the Lord. And now he was going to leave triumphant. He was going to leave with victory.
Yes.
In his soul. Hallelujah. You see, no matter what you're going through with, if you need a little help, all you got to do is call upon the Lord. And it's left up to you whether you get it or not.
Right.
One evening I had left work. Oh, it was snowing. It was cold. Dark was fastly setting in. The roads was white. That old car that I had, I didn't have nothing but old change. Now we're going back to the old times. Them old change used to wrap around them tires. I got to left and on, no problem. Well, the right one on, well, no problem. I'll come around to get the left. My hands were so cold you could barely feel them. Water and ice and the sun had gone down. It was just dark, as we would say around Booger Branch. I knew that it was fastly coming on. Nobody had offered to help me. Nobody had stopped by. But just in the nick of time, there was one came by, hollered out the window. He said, Dad, do you need a little help? With so much pride in me like people got today, when the Lord passes by, I said, no, I think I can get it. My friend, don't you never pass up an opportunity when you get a little help. You see, when the Lord comes by and he says, do you need a little help? You reach out and get every bit of it. I don't care if there ain't nobody praying. You better pray. When he asks you, do you need a little help? I said, no. Great Lord, and my help went right on down the road. My friend, let me tell you, don't you ever pass up a help. When you pass it up, you're passing up the best thing that ever happened. Amen. You'll struggle. You'll go through troubles and trials. But when a little help comes by, reach out and get it. Don't be foolish like I was impatient. On by.
That's right, brother.
I need a little help. Need a little help. I need you to see pride and do something to me.
Right.
It'll cause you to miss a lot of good opportunities. If you pass it on by. The Bible said in Revelations 21 and 7, no matter what you're going through with, there's a little help. He said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God. He shall be my son. When you need a little help, you can go to the Father. You can overcome all things. That daddy said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can't you just see him when he rose up? Come on to the piano. Can't you see him when he just rose up? When he rose up, can't you see him turn?